Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary. Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
What is up, congregation? It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, back for another episode of Scam Goddess. Guys, I'm super excited about who we have today. His name is Iffy Wadiway.
Wadiway.
Wadiway, I was close. Yeah. Iffy Wadiway. I have never said your last name out loud. It starts with an N. It's very Nigerian to have a name that starts with an N, but it sounds like a W. I have so many friends.
Me, Ego Mori.
My friend Rob. Wait, but then do you have like a, what's your whole name?
Iffy Shikude. Iffy Shikude Ijeoma Wadiway.
Okay. Because I know a lot of like Timitopes and Oluwa, Oluwa Femes and stuff. Yeah. And I have a lot of Nigerian friends because I'm a scammer, so I need to be with my people.
is that what your people look? We perfected the game.
You know? I mean, truly.
loving. Thanks to all old white grandmas trying to come up. You know, that's the beginning of a scam is someone trying to come up.
Truly. I love it. I truly adore it. Your daughter is in the studio today, which is amazing. Did you do her hair?
Yeah,
I did. It looks so good.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. See,
it's super cute.
I'm using this curl cream because I still need to get the gel. So sometimes.
What kind of cream is it?
It's one of those black brands like the, you know.
You don't know the name?
No.
I know every black hair
curl. Because I do normally use like Shea Moisture or Mixed Girls.
Mixed Chicks?
Yeah, that too. Mixed Chicks.
Mixed Girls.
But like this one is like a off brand and it's like coconut. It has coconut oil with it. But like the only thing is it has no holding. So like it'll look good for a bit. And then when she'll start playing and getting wild.
And Have you seen on Twitter those photos of children like before they went to school and then after they went to school and they look like they've been through a hurricane?
It's truly real. And it's so funny because it's something I realized where it's like, as long as I get you to school clean, I don't have to worry about how you look when you get back. Because I remember I went through a drive-thru and I got one of those like French toast sticks dippers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, I can't give you the syrup because you don't know how to act. And then and I was like, all right, but the syrup really brings it all together. Let me give her a little bit. And the first thing it does is like, bah! And it almost drops, but I catch it. And then I'm like, all right, look, see, that's why I need it. Because I know what I'm doing. And of course, I spill it all over myself like an idiot.
Oh, my goodness. So you're trying to keep her out of the sticky zone, and then you ended up into it yourself.
Yeah.
People probably looking at you too, like, sticky. Sir, what is on your pants?
Your daughter clean. You are very sticky.
No, that's truly what every kid goes through. But I would get in trouble if I came home looking raggedy.
Really?
Yes. My mom would be pissed. I remember I got in trouble once because I tripped and scraped my knee. My mom was like, "You're gonna have your legs looking all ugly."
I remember.
She was like, "You get another scar, you getting a whooping." I was like, "What?"
When I was in kindergarten, I stuck a bobby pin in an electrical socket because of course.
Okay, that's dumb.
Yeah, 1,000%. But I mean, you know me. But then I'm about, like, my dad's literally about to whoop me for doing that. I'm like, I already got electrocuted. Why do I need more pain in my life? But my grandma, you know, of course, because she's the goat, she called me down to, she made it sound like she had something for me to do. So he's like, oh, your grandma wants you to go. And she just wanted to give me some ice cream and something.
So,
yeah, she knew my dad was about to punish me for doing something. He's trying to teach me a lesson I already learned.
Yeah, you did get electrocuted. I feel like you don't have to get a whooping on top of electrocution. The socket already spanked me.
So, yeah. You know.
But then I guess, you know, doubly, you know how black books are.
Oh, yeah.
I used to get a whooping and I would have to read from these ebony books and write these essays. That's why I know about black history.
Oh, man. I mean, let's get to that deep conversation. You think you're going to whoop your kids?
No.
Yeah, I know. I don't think it makes them better people. Yeah, I think this generation's done. I think it's a relic of an old time. And because
my kids aren't slaves, and I also need to teach them to take up space like the white children.
Yeah. Also, I think the only times I've gotten even close to quote unquote wanting to, I've noticed is just out of anger. Like, it's not like there's no element of it of me being like, I want to teach her a lesson. And it's more like, I'm frustrated right now. And the way I can think is this unhealthy way of like taking it out on you.
Oh yeah, no, my parents would do it after they waited for hours or went to work. Like, they would make me think about how I was gonna get beat all day.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the worst. You'd be sitting at school just knowing you're gonna get beat when you get home. Like, what the fuck kind of mental
get the switch
torment is that? At least if you get beat out of anger, it's like it's happening right away. They'd be like, tonight, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
You're getting beat.
Monday night, your ass is raw.
All right, guys, so we're gonna get into it. The first segment of the show is called Hot and Fraud. This is where my listeners, you guys can email me a scam that you've retired or a scam that's been run on you. And that's at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. I love to read them on the show. But this is where we warn people about scams that are popular at the moment. Because we don't want you doing any scams that aren't our own. You know what I mean? Like, if I hit you up and I'm like, please send me $32 via Western Union, don't ask no questions, you better hit me up with that
$32. Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want you to get scammed by anybody else. I'm a professional.
Yeah, locally sourced scams.
Yeah, exactly. Organic, GMO-free fraud. The Golden State Warriors have issued a fraud alert warning friends about the potential dangers of purchasing single game tickets for the 2019-20 season from non-verified third parties. The Warriors saw over 1,000 fans denied access last season due to counterfeit tickets purchased from non-verified third party vendors. In response, the Warriors used special design for the playoff tickets to help fans recognize fake ones. The new design has complicated numbers and words in the background that would make it like a little bit more difficult to duplicate. So I guess people were just like, it sounds like they were just selling fake tickets from legitimate sounding sites, which that's the thing that me and Carl talked about, because I went on an airline site and on the side of the site, it was like, oh, you can purchase this ticket for $250. I clicked on it. It's a third party site. So American Airlines is allowing fake airline sites to advertise on their site, which I feel like is, can I call the FAA on them?
Yeah, I mean, nine times out of ten, like, they don't even know of the ads. It's just like Google AdWords and stuff.
Right.
So they don't know. I mean, on your list of scams, are we going to talk about this hot off the presses, fresh scam that happened for the Black Keys show that happened at the Wiltern?
No, what happened at that show?
It's very similar to the one you just described, but it was from reputable sites. All tickets bought through StubHub, all these like side sites instead of Ticketmaster turned out to be fake because the tickets were non-transferable. So all these resellers were selling these tickets that were specifically for fans.
And so were the tickets real, but they actually just had no right to resell them?
Essentially, yes, but that essentially made them fake. And so there were hundreds of people outside of the Wiltern because, like, you know, StubHub and all these like sites are how a lot of people buy tickets.
Yeah.
But it was like almost a riot outside of the Wiltern because all these people weren't able to get in and they were madman.
I feel like if you have a massive group of people who've been scammed, you might as well just let them motherfuckers in. Because, like, honestly, the ticket was purchased, right? And even if they're trying to resell it, they're basically trying to resell the seat that they had, right? So technically, the seat should be empty.
Oh, yeah.
So the Black Keys about to be playing to an empty crowd. Like, let them in there.
The way they did it is, like, if you showed up and bought ticket, you know, because you know how they have the ticket releases if they don't go. I was thinking about this a lot because I bought tickets to an ASAP Ferg concert. But here's the biggest scam: concert tickets, because they let you buy it like months in advance. You forget to put it in your calendar, you miss the whole ass concert, And then that's it. That's it. They resold your seat. You know, they don't call you up like, yo, your ticket's not here. No, no, it's you missed it. I'm still mad about it. It was ASAP's for tour, I think, 2 years ago. I bought tickets for
me. You didn't get like a Google alert?
I didn't get a Google alert. Like, and it didn't even like say anything.
Oh, Google's in my business. I buy anything. Google be like, remember you had bought this?
I know. Today. I should have put it in the calendar, but that was odd to me that like you can buy a ticket months in advance and the ticket company won't be like, just so you know, like there's no reminder
about
email.
Your upcoming concert. Yeah.
Or they might be salty because I turned off their newsletters and they're like, we ain't sending you shit, bitch. You ain't trying to hear about Hootie and the Blowfish. Because that's the thing is like you allow them to send you emails. They'll like send you emails about bands you would never
go to. Yeah. Like you bought a ticket to see ASAP Ferg and then you had to hear about like
a Sheryl Crow.
Right. You had to hear the Sheryl Crow's back out on the scene.
Yeah.
Like I also think that there's a scam with that kind of sales stuff because it's like if you have like the fast ass internet and you have a credit card with a decent limit, you go out and you buy up a bunch of tickets as soon as they come out and then you flip them and inflate the prices. And that's how everyone's making their money on StubHub. I wish that they would shut down StubHub. Yeah. I hate it. Because, like, I can't get a decent Beyonce price ticket because Beyonce puts them out for normal prices. I mean, like, I am an insane person who thinks, like, $700 to sit and have Beyonce sweat on me is, like, definitely okay.
I mean, if I feel like you could make that $700 back if you just kept, like, a baby food size
jar and just caught the sweat.
Oh, someone would buy that.
Oh, hell yeah. And you got a video making sure they can see that it's from Beyonce. Like,
certified.
Hell yeah. And I would sell it in, like, vials and put it on necklaces.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, and then you could wear Beyonce sweat on you.
Because at the very least, you'd get one white girl who buys it ironically. A rich white. Who'd be like, oh, I'll spend
$700. And that's all I need. Yeah. It's 12 rich whites.
Yeah, yeah.
From across the world to ironically buy Beyonce. I sweat.
Yeah.
I think they could do it.
I think so.
But yeah, so like they'll inflate the ticket even more than that. Yeah. So it's just like so ridiculous, but it's a whole industry.
Like I'm into sneakers. I'm very well aware of buying something normal price and then inflating it to an insane amount.
Right.
For example, I think the Cactus Jack Air Jordan 1s are currently going for like 2-3 racks and you can buy those for $190.
Why are they going for $3,000 then?
Because you can't buy them anymore because they are sold out.
And so now people just want the shoe so bad. So now it's a flex to have the shoe. The shoe's not cute.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the shoe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is it brown on it?
Yeah, it's brown. And then the Nike swoosh is reversed.
It's backwards.
Yeah. I had someone on my sneaker show who got them custom flipped back because he was like, actually, I think it looks better with the normal swoosh. And it was the wildest flex I've seen in my life because to take a $2,000 shoe and just be like, nah, my idea's better. But it did, I have to say, it did kind of slap with the normal. Like,
now, does that ruin the value though? Because isn't the oddity of it like what probably makes it expensive?
I mean, yeah, but I mean, you're probably, if you got that shoe, you're not going to sell it.
Right. You want to just have it to flex on people.
Yeah. If you're truly scum of the earth.
It's so ugly. But I kind of feel that way about like some Yeezy shoes that I'm like, these are kind of ugly, but I still want them to just tell everyone that I spent $300 on a pair of shoes.
I mean, that's if you buy them retail.
What? How do you buy them not retail?
I mean, that's how you're forced to buy them after they sell out.
So you have to buy them when they're like exploding, when the price is.
Well, no, retail is when you get them when they release.
Okay.
Your Yeezys, so Yeezys now they have more of an automated system. Adidas have come out where it's like a raffle. And then if you win, you buy it. But after they sell out,
that's like how Nike is, right?
Yeah. But I mean, Yeezys, the market is interesting now because they've released so many different colorways that some shoes will sit. Like I think the magnets, you can still get close to the retail price, and it's not unless it's like a wild color, like the Belugas, the first version, not the second version that came out. I think you're still going to run you about a rack. I can check right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sneakers are a huge scam and I love it.
Yeah.
That shoe costs nothing to make. I love bootleg sneaker scams. I talked about this on another podcast.
Oh, what's that?
So basically a company will stop their agreement with a warehouse in China. But that doesn't stop that warehouse from having the blueprint to make the shoe and the materials. So they'll make it until they run out, and they'll just sell them.
Here's a real fun scam for you that the homie told me about. Because my homie, you know, he goes and visits China. And right outside the North Face, so the way North Face makes their stuff is they make it in China, but then they don't put the label on it until they come to America, so it can say that it's made in the USA.
What a scam.
But if you go to the North Face factory in China, they're just out front selling North Face jackets for dirt cheap, for pennies. They just don't have the label on them. So if you're actually interested into North Face because you think they make good jackets, that's a come up.
And they do. Like, those jackets keep you warm, that down feather, and they're so expensive. They're like $300. I just need to go to China. If I go to China, I could clean up.
Oh, yeah, you probably can. Because that's the thing. That's the two layers to it. Because you do have people who are like, oh, it's fake, it's fake. But sometimes it's like, it's fake in name only. Because it is the real sneaker. It is the real materials. It just has them, like, stitching the, you know, something a little off.
But that's what people are buying sometimes. It's like, you're just buying the name. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could put Gucci on a Q-tip and somebody's gonna buy it. Like, my ears are cleaner than yours, bitch. I paid $300 for this Q-tip.
Take it from me. That's all fashion is. Fashion is paying for a name over function.
Iconography.
I
mean,
it's not like, I talk about this a lot on the sneaker show, where there's like, I do like the design of dad's shoes. I do like the chunky look. Like, I genuinely like it. So Skechers came out with these one-piece dad shoes that everyone is poo-pooing because they're Skechers. But I was like, let that have been a Balenciaga logo on it.
Oh, we would have been all into it.
It's a heat. It's
but
heat
also, that's because Skechers is like mad corny. Like,
I mean, dudes out here rocking New Balances, so no one can truly tell me shit. Like, you know.
But we know who do, like, people who wear New Balances voted for Trump. We all know that.
Well, no, even in the sneaker community, New Balances has really become like the way.
No.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Yeah. So New Balance. So it's like, y'all can't tell me shit about Skechers when y'all rocking New Balances. The Bodega New Balances do go kind of hard. The no days off.
I thought you were saying there would be New Balances being sold in a bodega, which I would stand behind.
There's a streetwear seller, and they make their own clothes. Bodega. They go hard.
Well, let's take a break. We'll be for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be right back. Scams!
I love fashion, okay? But we all know buying the latest and the greatest constantly is a little bit of a scam to the planet, which is why I love Nuuly. It's a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Sometimes you put something on the gram and you could be like, oh, well, it's dead now. Well, with Nuuly, you can keep having fresh fits. And you're helping the planet. Try out trending styles, colors, silhouettes, and then you can send it back for something new. Okay? Come on, Nuuly. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles for more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing. I know that's right. It's fast, free shipping and returns with professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy whatever you love, which I love that because sometimes I put on a piece and I'm like, it's mine now. So you can buy it from Nuuly. I love using Nuuly because the free shipping, it's really quick, and the pieces are really nice quality. Also, I love that the orders, like when I got mine, it was shipped in a recyclable, reusable tote. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code GODDESS20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code GODDESS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code GODDESS20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream? Are you kidding me? It's giving Rish, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess.
Cunt! And we're back, guys, and it's time for my favorite segment of the show, Historic Hoodwinks, guys. So this is where I will regale young Iffy with a historic scam, and he'll just give me his feedback along the way. Guys, today's Historic Hoodwink, it's a fun one. It's athletic. Can you guys hear how strong Iffy is through the microphone? And can you hear his muscles? Because he has a lot of muscles. He's like really kind of like a buff dude.
Flexing,
he works
for
out
you
a lot. I know you can hear it now. I know you can hear how strong he is now. Instead of walking around this wooden table, he just like lifts it up, yeah, you know, puts
he
it back
walks
down
under it. And yeah, you know, some would say it's more effort, but you know,
a lot.
I would say no,
but it's a good flex. It's a strong flex. I appreciate it. So the whole Russian doping epidemic that happened during the Olympics, basically.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole documentary of it.
Yeah. And filmmaker Brian Fogel set out to uncover the truth about doping in sports and a chance to meet like Russian scientists that transforms the story from a personal experiment to like a geopolitical thriller. Dirty urine, unexplained death, and Olympic gold are all a part of the exposure of the biggest scandal in U.S. history, or sports history, rather. So the story is that Brian was an amateur cyclist and second-time filmmaker in Los Angeles with an idea to try out doping for himself and do it on camera. Kind of like Super Size Me performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
Which is wild to me because, okay, eating McDonald's is arguably like, every day is arguably like irresponsible and gross and probably hard on your body. But like literally putting steroids that you know kill people and enlarge their hearts and stuff into your body for likes is insane.
Yeah.
But that's the culture we live in now. If you're like, people will watch this thing that I'm doing, then you do it. You're like, yeah, I'm gonna die, but I'm gonna also have millions of Instagram followers.
Check that out.
Yeah. My funeral gonna be lit.
Side note, they did do a sequel to Super Size Me that's running in the La Mel Theater.
Really?
And it's Super Size Me 2 Chicken. Like, it's all the chicken spots.
I would just watch that and go eat chicken. Yeah. When I saw Super Size Me, that was the last time I had a McDonald's burger, because after we were watching it in class, I was like, I think I want a Big Mac.
Yeah, like, I'm not, like, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm gonna just preemptively call that movie anti-black. just like they.
It is a movie against chicken, yeah, yeah. So and I can't even
focus
imagine
way too long on churches and Popeyes, and I'm gonna be like, uh-uh.
Right. You can't focus on Church's chicken brings black families together, and you need to stop. The big piece of chicken goes to your dad. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I remember. Damn, you really took me back with that, because that was like a big part of the church's, you know, experience for me, is like who gets what piece of chicken. And I remember being mad that I had to wait till my granddad got the big, you know, thigh, and I wanted all the drumsticks. But, you know, there are other kids and all the kids have to split the drumsticks.
I loved a drumstick, too.
Like the how portable it is, you know, you just hit up a drumstick and you're done. You
now
know?
I'm a wing girl because
there's too much
meat
of it that I can't eat, like that end of the wing,
that bent part.
Yeah, the bent part. I'm like, this is just wasted.
You're not trying to suck on that bent part.
No, I'm not trying to suck on that bent part.
You gotta that's, get up in there, suck on that bent
no
part. And
that's just a waste of meat.
No, I'm bougie. I never sucked on chicken bones. So yeah, I can't lie. Yeah. My dad would like take my chicken bones, but like, steal me, don't nigga. I'm like, why are you eating like a slave? Stop.
Wow.
I'm done with this, and yeah, you are too. But yeah, so he decided he was gonna shoot himself up with steroids for likes on the gram and possibly an Essential Water sponsorship. Understandable. I'm adding the essential water thing, obviously. So he got his PEDs from an American doctor. They're the same drugs used in Controversial's men's anti-aging regimens, which I didn't even know was a thing. But so you can take these drugs if you're a man and you're still trying to be out here thotting and bopping, and you know, you're starting to sag, or you know, your balls are sagging. I don't know what men go through with aging.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's the hardest
your
thing.
Your hair's going.
The tightness of our balls. You gotta keep them real tight.
Hey, I would probably care about that. I know that there was a poem in Sex and the City where Samantha had sex with this really old guy, and then he walked away and his booty was sagging. His booty was down nearby, like the back of his knees. Yeah. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. Like, I would probably not want to look at that. So you know, they're getting these enhancements. So this is what he uses to do steroids with. So fate brought him to a jolly mustachioed guy in Russia with a penchant for shirtless Skype sessions, Dr. Grigory Rodchenkov. Mm-hmm. Okay. Rodchenkov. Yeah. So I don't know how this was fate, but okay. I get on my computer every day and I am at no Russian doctors, and I also am not shirtless. So I don't know how much of this was fate or this was like some kind of site.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you're specifically looking for these things.
Look, I need a doctor, but his shirt better be off. I need that shirt off.
Also, I'm not taking no drugs from somebody who's shirt off.
Right? He's like, trust me, bro. Like... Trust me, bro. Look.
This B12, you need this shot. Bend over, fam.
You see how I'm looking with this shirt popped off? Yeah, you want to use these roids.
No, I don't think.
The shirt is pizzopped. Off.
Listen, I think something's going on in your mental where you feel like you need. I can see your muscles through your shirt for the most part. Like you can just put the shirt back on.
Nah, I'm gonna keep it off for you so you can see. You
okay,
know?
Okay. I don't like that. You're sweating.
No back knee.
Why would there
that's
be scars?
That's how good the stuff I got.
Okay. So over the course of the documentary, Grigory gives Brian all of the tips and tricks of doping himself properly. He makes sure that Brian takes all of the medicine, vitamins, and injections where he's supposed to. He also makes sure that Brian keeps samples of his urine. Grigory Rodchenkov is identified as the mastermind behind a Russian doping scheme, and he decides to tell his story. So this is how you get... like a real scammer to come out. It's like there's a lot of ego in this. So sometimes when you get away with something, you don't get any praise, right? Yeah. And some people, I think that's why serial killers are always trying to get caught, because it's like when you get away with something, it's like it never happened. You know what I mean?
Especially like, sometimes when they get caught, but they can't find the bodies. Like, yeah, that's part two. You found me, but you ain't found them.
Right. And that's how they get their little deals and stuff, which is so royally fucked. I used to always think when I saw missing women on like milk cartons and stuff, or missing children who have been aged up, you know what I mean? I was like, these people are dead. And I was like, they've probably been murdered, and the murderer just got away with it. That's what missing people are, is like something a murderer like got away with.
Oh yeah.
Which is so dark, which is why I can't spend that much time on it. Not on the show. But so
the Murder
it is
Goddess,
like,
the spinoff is where you'll really dive deep into those stories.
That'll be a real fucked up show. Yeah, Murder Goddess. I think I have to go to jail at the end of that.
Obviously though, it'd be wild because it'd be a very saturated industry. Right. You trying to get into true crime.
Which is why I did not want to be involved in it. That, and I want to have fun when I listen about crime. I don't want to be like, oh my God, this poor woman. Like, because I hate how those stories are so centric around the guys, and like, look at this guy, he's kind of hot. Like, Ted Bundy was not hot. Yeah. I was like, Ted Bundy is like a freaking three, dude.
Watch whiteness
with
work.
Those thin
watch
paper
work.
Lips. Oh, you know what white people are now trying to co-op?
You know how
scam?
Many thick dick buff ass black murderers out there that nobody thirsting over? I'm talking about long ass hogs. Like, you see that shit swafting in the orange jumpsuit. You like, damn. Like, in another life, he could have been a porn star,
right,
you know?
Right, if he had just gone down the right path, which is obviously doing porn.
Yeah.
What's very crazy to me about all of those is, like, now there's this new scam that, like, white people are doing in magazines. We're like, look at Brad Pitt. He doesn't look 55. And I'm like, he does. It's fine. He's hot, but he looks 55. But, you know, they started doing that because black people, they'll be like, oh, this black woman looks so young for her age. Yeah. And white people are like, oh, us too.
I know, that's what's so funny. It's like, it's always them by themselves, because like, put Brad Pitt next to Will Smith, and
right,
then it's like, ooh.
You can't put him next to anyone. Yeah, yeah. That's the scam of them. They're like, he doesn't look 55. Don't Google anyone who's 55. Yeah.
I mean, the only one they got is Paul Rudd, and they just need to keep riding that.
They
that
need to just ride Paul all the way to the end.
They can't even take Keanu because he got
he's got an Asian in him.
Yeah, so
they can't take Keanu. Even though I wish I was pissed that they kept bothering that man for being nice. I said, if y'all don't leave Keanu alone for being decent, like
I was like, yeah, it's because everyone thought he was white. Like, how is he so nice? Why isn't he turned into a monster with all this fame and money?
It's like, he's also Asian. Yeah. Oh, okay. And people just didn't know, so he didn't ruffle any feathers. His name is Keanu.
Look, Ali Wong was trying to put y'all on. He was like, look, I forgot too. But then, like, when you hear it and you look at him, you're like, yeah, it's not like he's like supremely white passing. I was like, oh no, I see it.
He's also just very hot. So I think people are looking at his hotness over like trying to figure out where he's
from. Once you get to a certain hotness, they forget about your race. You know?
Look at Idris.
Yeah, yeah. They people forget.
Except for they do remember when they're talking about James Bond.
I mean, that's because that's like you're like that's old white dude porn. So that's like the main market for when the racism's gonna jump out.
They're like, you can't take this away from us. Naomi, give me a back rub.
Yeah, I don't know if she was trying to give me a back rub or she's doing something back.
She might be
there.
Trying to choke you.
I don't know. She's at that age where, like, I'm like, oh, you up to stuff. Like, just this morning, I was trying to get a quick stream in and my doorbell rings and I'm like, oh, who's at the door? And it was her. She left the house. And bring the doorbell, and I was like, oh, that's a problem. Like, I gotta figure out how she was able to leave the whole ass house.
Who's at the door? Oh, my child.
Yeah, turned into a real life rug rat and shit. Got a like screwdriver getting out the house.
Not a screwdriver getting out the house. Like, I appreciate the ingenuity. Yeah, she's got this little precocious smile. Yeah. She's adorable. But okay, so Grigory is identified as the mastermind behind these Russian doping schemes, and he tells a story because nobody knows his story. He's probably showing a place is shirtless, like, hi, I'm Grigory, and they're like, and like, put your shirt back on, this is a Wendy's. So he wants to be famous, probably. Yeah. Grigory at the time oversaw the testing of all Russian athletes across sports and all international competitions in Russia of all the athletes coming to Russia to compete on the top Sochi games. So it was beyond strange that he was simultaneously helping Fogle to dope himself. And it was like, that's like very jaw dropping. Cause like you're helping some random dude dope himself for a documentary that will expose you for doing professional doping that you are doing for professional Russian athletes. You should be a secret. You should be a secret person. Brian got the Russian scientist who was supposed to be catching athletes for doping breaking every single rule in the book. So he's also the person who's in charge of catching the tests. So that makes sense because it's like if you're the person who is responsible for testing all the athletes and you are teaching them how to do roids, you're not going to expose them.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a perfect scam.
And there's no checks and balances. Like, there was nobody else who checks the work, too. There's just one guy that you have to impress. Like, one person can always be bought off. That's why we have systems. You know what I mean? That's why we have a government. Because if we just had a president, then, like, that dude would totally be bought off. And, I mean, Donald Trump is being bought off by lots of people. Yeah, and it's a problem.
This is the year we learned how bad our checks and balances actually
They're
are.
They're really bad. Like, Nancy Pelosi's like, I'm going to write a sternly worded letter.
Well, because, I mean, that's her superpower. Like, she, and making it that far in life, she is the number one, like, top ask for your manager person. And that's all she really knows.
She is super caring.
Yeah, she's in there. She's like, I've asked for his manager all these times and it's not working.
Who is his manager? Oh, the American public? Fuck. Who do I ask now? Yeah, she's super caring. She is. Shout out to her. So, not only did he help Brian dope this Mr. Grigory guy, but told him what to do and even went as far as to come to Los Angeles to collect all of Brian's urine samples, which had been taken, and then he would bring them back to Moscow to test them in his WADA, World Anti-Doping Agency accredited lab. Everything about what he was doing was against the rules. He was just doing all the crime. Halfway through this film, what began as an experiment on himself turned into something much bigger. He realizes that he's like dealing with like the ultimate fraudster. Grigory blows the whistle on a massive Russian doping program with links to the highest levels of Russian government. And the film pivots the tale of Grigory to Rodinchoff, the mastermind behind the program. Grigory is now fearing for his life. Duh, you crossed the Russians. Like, I'm sorry. Even if I had all this information, I ain't about to come out with it. Or if I do, I'm not going to be attached to the project with my face on my body. Russian people love murder.
Oh, yeah. They'll pop you real quick.
They'll pop you. Like, that's a sport.
They laughing at how shocked everyone was by Epstein. It was like, yeah, we doing that every day out here.
Yeah, like, what do
and
you
we
mean?
We dare y'all to tweet about it.
Y'all don't murder
you might
people.
Be next.
Right. You don't murder people who are a problem for you? What?
Wow.
You let them live? Y'all, that's just dumb.
Couldn't be me. That's what Pooch said. Couldn't be me, man. Couldn't be me.
Literally every time someone's alive, yeah. He's like, couldn't be me.
Couldn't be me.
I would have killed him. So I would be afraid of the Russians as well. So at that point, Grigory has two FSB and KGB agents living in his apartment guarding him. So this is wild because he's fearing for his life. So he must have been in Russia. So he hired some Russian gangbangers to protect
also,
him?
Yeah, but my thing is like, you got the KGB. That's like me being afraid of getting shot by the cops and hiring the cops.
Like,
why are you going to have the KGB? They need to be the furthest from you.
Also, the KGB probably is just watching you because they're like, well, when we do need to kill you,
here you are. Yeah. Cool, bet. I got you, son. I'll protect you.
We protecting you. We protecting you from everybody else until we decide we want to kill you. Like, what? So Grigory said they protect him from leaving.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we gonna make sure you can't leave.
I think your safest bet is to stay right next to me at all times.
Stay right next to me with my gun, with bullet, with name on it for you.
Yeah.
What was that? Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
So Grigory said that he was an instrumental part of the Russian government-funded doping program, and this program allowed Russia to overwhelm the competition during the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics, where Russia won 33 medals. Grigory has said he gave cocktails of banned steroids to athletes and swapped tainted samples for clean urine on orders from Russian state sports officials. And over the next month, Brian discovered that not only is Grigory involved, Grigory is the mastermind of the spectacular, unbelievable scandal that calls into question every real medal won at the Olympic Games. Wow. So, how they got clean urine samples from doped Olympians. Grigory oversaw the Sochi Olympics, where Russians won 33 medals, and they did it through the elaborate Ocean's 11s type scheme. So, imagine doing Ocean's 11, but you pee-pee. Like, your whole job is piss. Like, Ocean's 11, they have, like, guns and diamonds, and this, they have piss.
Yeah. So, we gotta get the piss.
Come on, we don't have any time. The piss is waiting. Yeah. The piss is getting cold. Like, it's all about the piss. This is crazy. So, basically what would happen was a hole was driven in a lower section of a wall adjoining rooms 124 and 125. The former room was an unsecured area and a storage room. Rodinchoff and a few associates converted it into a mini lab. After midnight, someone would pass the tainted samples through the mouse hole to Rodinchoff, who would then hand them to Evgeny Blovkin, a Russian intelligence official who had obtained clearance as a sewer engineer. So this is a map of what they're doing here. So they're literally getting piss from the sewer. This is
like the best place to get piss. I mean,
I don't understand why.
That seems like, so if someone asked me, like, if you were, you're going to get piss. I don't know. Go to the sewer. You probably got a lot of piss down there.
Yeah, but it's not just going to be, it's not unadulterated piss. There's poop in it, right? Mm-hmm. And like blood, feet, vomit. Like, I feel like you could just find a nice lady who could just, you know, drink a lot of water.
That's a witness.
True.
That's a witness.
Facts. So, so basically, urine samples were passed through a hole in the wall, and then they were taken to the secured area where Dr. Rodinchoff and his team worked. Room 125 was the official urine sample collection room. And you can see a picture of the hole. This is all very fascinating. So Gregory is in protective custody now. And the reason why is the Department of Justice and the FBI has been sitting on this case. They're very optimistic that our government's going to be able to continue to protect him, because regardless of the wrongs that he did, it was a tremendously, it was a tremendous, courageous, and honest move to come forward with a staggering amount of evidence. You snitched, Gregory, and I don't know.
Yeah, he's sitting in the cell with 6ix9ine. Yeah, 6ix9ine.
Right. 6ix9ine snitched on so many people like that didn't even need to be snitched on.
6ix9ine snitched on people that I would pitch in a sketch about 6ix9ine snitching
on people.
Oh, what's a rapper no one's heard about in a while? Oh, Jim Jones. Throw him in there.
He's a Trey Nine blood. What?
Oh, man.
I saw a funny joke on Twitter that was like Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City. And I was like, and then I began to wonder, am I too a Trey Nine blood? Maybe you are. Maybe we all are. 6ix9ine, I don't know though. Do we like throw him a bone for snitching in such a public way? Because we all know snitching in rap culture is so frowned upon. So like the fact that you're having to snitch and also it's like primetime news.
Bro,
aren't you like the boldest guy in the world?
I can't wait till I get way too high and write a pilot about this, because it truly is like, it's so evident that what happened was he was building this career as this like gangbanger, you know, and he was paying off this gang to like let him have street cred so much so that he was able to come at YG Chief Keef's neck. So he probably wasn't even making that much money in the end, because he had to give all of it to the Treyway Bloods. And then he gets arrested. And then now they're like, oh, we gonna put you in jail. You ain't coming out forever.
And hijinks ensue.
And yeah, he's like, all right, it's time to tell y'all everything. So, because my thing is like, okay, obviously, that point blank, we know you ain't rapping no more. But what you gonna do? What's your life after this?
I feel like he has to go back to rap. What else does he do?
Nothing.
He's not gonna be able to make enough money doing anything else. And he has a record deal. I think he's gonna come back and do more raps.
He's not rapping. Like
he can rap still. No, I think you just have to come out and be the snitch.
This dude's gonna get the same
song has to be like, I'm a bitch, I'm a snitch.
This dude's gonna get the same amount of numbers as what was that one dude's name? Daniel Caesar. Like that's how his album.
Daniel Caesar is still the soundtrack of every black person's wedding. They're still playing Best Part with her, even though he's problematic. Yeah, Daniel Caesar got the songs.
I think we're talking about two different Daniel Caesars.
Caesar, I'm talking about the one that looked like SpongeBob.
Are you talking about the Daniel Caesar that was caping for Yes Jules?
Yes.
Now, that man's album came out and had zero sales.
People are listening to Best Part.
You mean his old stuff?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You can only make so much money off your old stuff.
Okay. Well, I didn't even hear about his album, so that makes sense.
Yeah,
when he was caping for Yes Jules, we were like, no thanks.
Exactly.
But here's the difference, though. He was caping and kind of doing like an Uncle Tom racism thing. I mean, 6ix9ine just snitched on people that we don't really care about. Like, who cares about Jim Jones? It's probably a good thing that they happened to Jim Jones. Maybe he can make a t-shirt out of it or something. He's poor. Like,
Jim Jones is about to show up at your podcast recording, and I'm not going to be here for it. Jim, we're on good light. Look, I still fly high. No lie.
Bullet.
But his whole persona, like his success was based off of his persona, which was being this gangbanging troll who wasn't afraid of anyone, who would come at anyone's neck. That is all gone. So I don't know who's going to be left for him to rap for.
Also, weird to me, he was paying to be a part of this game, basically cap him, and they told him real information. I feel like if you're paying to be a part of the gang, you don't get privy to the secrets.
A lot of artists do that. Anytime you have some artist who's like banging, and you're
Chris
like,
Brown.
I mean, I ain't gonna look. The people he's paying live way too close.
They actually do live really close. I take it back.
Literally the streets. I've seen some videos on. I've been on those streets, and I don't need any of them knowing I'm out here dry snitching. No smoke here.
Please.
But yeah, that like it's a thing, you know. So.
But I didn't think like, oh, okay, we let you enter the gang. You're paying your way in. Now we tell you all our secrets?
I imagine, you know, you show up at the functions. It's almost like being an investor. You're like, you're going to come in. You're going to learn some company secrets. You shake
some hands. I'm an investor. I have Capitol in the trayway once.
Yeah. Oh man, see that? There it is. That's the sketch. Just some like blue collar whites is like, yeah, I just invested in Trayway. no, we're just at the quarterly.
It sounds
reports.
Like a company. Yeah, yeah. Truly,
when the quarterly reports are in, and they're doing great.
Honestly, murders are up.
Oh gosh, yeah. We gotta find some UCB whites and shoot that.
Literally, they would love to be a part of that. So, fun facts. Gregory would often be shirtless when he was Skyping with Brian, and like we talked about before, like a doctor who's just shirtless all the time. They both had dogs, and Gregory was in love with Brian's dogs. It sounds very Caucasian. Gregory told Fogel that he'd been a competitive runner when he was at Moscow University, and his performances improved after his mother began injecting him with the anabolic steroid Stanzolo. That makes sense. You start taking steroids, you get better at sports. Truly don't think there's a surprise there. Wait, is this what this guy looks like?
Oh, yeah. Let's go back to the ski mask one now. That's a look right there. That's Balenciaga spring, summer 19 right
there.
That is
there. Very fashionable.
Yeah, you come, you hit the runway like that. It's like, hey, you don't need no. Also, I love that he's trying to hide his identity. And then the article's like, but this is what he looks like. This is just so you know. Like, I know you can't see his face with the ski mask.
Well, we have a picture of his face.
We have a picture just in case you're trying to murder him.
That's disrespectful as fuck. Like, I'd someone's trying so to hide mad. Their identity and you're literally going to just post it
I'd
next to their
up
face.
In the son's offices right now. Oh, that's hilarious.
Although I will say there's always like, when I watched those R. Kelly documentaries, I always thought it was very curious that there were so many men who were complicit or also doing crimes who were just talking with their real face and their real voice.
I know.
I was like, why did you not come to this in a ski mask? You're a criminal.
I was like, I ain't got nothing to lose. You know, now that the Kelly's going down, we all going down.
I guess so. I don't know.
Now that the Robert Kelly.
The Robert Kelly.
The Robert Kelly.
Listen, that's a whole sticky situation.
Yeah.
I do not support him.
Did you watch the doc that covers this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get, did we already get to the part where like somebody just dies like, and they kind of just like, they're like, oh, that person dies and we can only assume he was murdered. We can only assume they're like, oh yeah, this person.
It's a
person.
Very unaddressed death. It's yeah, like, yeah. He caught death.
Yeah, yeah. He caught the death.
He caught the death.
You know,
and he did not recover.
You know, he stopped. He decided to we canceled the living part of his life.
Say death is the true cancel culture.
Yeah. They're like, his life was not renewed for another season. He's out of here.
Yeah, God did not pick his life back up.
He's out.
And there was never any other information than that. And that's really beautiful to me.
Yeah, let me wrangle my child.
I love it. Come on. She's having a good time. Right. I love it.
All right, come here. You got to sit down.
You're almost done, Amy. We're at the end of the show. We're talking about Scammer of the Week. And this scammer is really 80 people.
Oh, who is it?
Can we do a break before we go?
Oh, yeah. Naomi, yeah, you keep running around, girl. Why don't we take a little break? We'll be right back.
Robbery!
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined somebody might try to actually snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
At Fraud!
All right, and we're back. Okay, Iffy, this is my favorite part of the show. Well, I say that about every part, but this is Scammer of the Week, and this is where we honor a charlatan who's worthy of our praise. And this week, we are honoring 80 people.
Yo, who is that?
So, these 80 people are, maybe some of them are your cousins. Maybe some of them... distant relatives, who knows? 80 people, mostly Nigerians. If he's Nigerian, guys, which is why I saved...
If you couldn't tell from Wadi Way, I'm Nigerian.
I saved the scam just for him. So in March 2016, a man claiming to be a U.S. Army captain stationed in Syria reached out to a Japanese woman on an international site for digital pen pals. Within the weeks of their relationship, it grew into an internet romance when the man was sending daily emails in English that she translated via Google, which Google Translate is very messy and rarely gets it right. So I wonder what these translations...
Have you used the Google Translate camera? That's wild.
Does it work better?
I mean, it doesn't work better. It just translates text, live text in front of you.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So because I got this Russian candy, I was like, let me see what it says. But then like, it's just Russian words. And I was like, all right, cool. And then it was like, chocolate. And I was like, all right, I know what that means.
Know what that means. You got one word out of it. Because that's the other thing, is it's like the way that we organize sentences isn't the same as other countries. Yeah. Like, for example, in Spanish, like the descriptor comes before. Wait, I'm trying to think of one right now.
Los Pollo Locos.
Yeah, like
it's the chicken crazy.
Yeah, it's chicken crazy, but we would call it crazy chicken. Yeah. Exactly. So that's like they do the descriptor. Or like they know they do the noun first, and then they
El Pollo Loco, adjective. By the way, I just said Los Pollo Loco.
I think you're about to say Los Pollos Hermanos.
Yeah, probably.
Which is the fake one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I don't know how that would translate. Like, you know, you get a letter from someone and then you read it and it's like, sex to your mouth fun. You're like, what does this mean? But this is what he was doing. So the man who called himself Terry Garcia, which if you're a Nigerian and you call yourself Terry Garcia... Shout out to you.
What is her name with you? Terry Garcia.
It's Terry Garcia. That sounds like a real name.
See, just let me do the accents, Lacey. All right.
I have a fake Nigerian accent that I love to do to offend people.
Oh, man. It's offensive because it's bad. That's why.
The point.
It's
not. Listen to me, eh?
Yeah.
Ooh, listen to me.
You got all of like the turns of phrase and everything.
I do.
But all that energy not focusing the actual sound is wild.
Okay. Well, look, I am from the diaspora, so I might be Nigerian. Right. So this isn't appropriating if it's my culture. Okay.
From the diaspora. Okay.
I don't know where the boat dropped off, and I don't know where it picked up either.
You don't want to use what is it? Me 23.
Hell no. That's how they get your information, so they can give it to the government. Look, my cousin's got 2 strikes. I don't want them to go down because I gave my information to the government.
I don't know how that would happen with your DNA, but okay.
Look, that's what the government uses it for. That's just a way of data collection.
Okay.
I've already done biometrics when I got a visa, so I don't even know why I care. They already have my stuff.
Yeah.
They got all my things. So yeah, he called himself Terry Garcia. Most legitimate sounding name ever. And he would ask for money, lots of it, from the woman identified as FK in the federal court documents. I wonder what her real name is. She's like too embarrassed to put her real name. So for over 10 months, she sent him a total of $200,000 that she borrowed from friends, her ex-husband, and other relatives in the interest of making her love interest happy. This is, okay, I'm not lending nobody money, first of all.
Yeah.
And if I do lend you money, I'm definitely not going to lend you anywhere near $200,000. And I'm definitely not going to lend it to you so you can send it to some internet man that you've never met before. Like, I hope she was lying about how she needed the money.
Dude, it's so wild because, like, I can't even imagine asking someone I'm dating for any money. So for someone so freely giving away money to someone they've not even met, but that they're dating online.
It's like a romance thing. People will say like they fell on hard times or like somebody like, you know, died or like they got in an accident. And if you feel like the person's in like dire straits, like you might be tempted to help them.
Yeah. Also because you're like, now you owe me. Now you got to fly out here to Japan.
Oh, see, that's how men think. Nasty. They're like, oh, yeah, I give you this money, girl. Well, I mean, you said you bleeding.
Look, I mean, not bleeding. Look, this was a Japanese woman. That's what she was thinking. She was like, I got them. You got God.
Well, she thought she had Terry Garcia, so I don't know what she thought she was about to get. So Thursday, U.S. prosecutors charged 80 people, mostly Nigerians, in the widespread conspiracy that defrauded at least $6 million from businesses and vulnerable elderly women.
Oh, wow.
Of those 17 people that have been arrested in the U.S. so far, federal investigators are trying to track down the rest in Nigeria and other nations. So some of them went back to Nigeria and got away with it.
Oh, yeah. They're like, we out. We got the bag.
Right. We got the bag.
See ya.
They really did get the bag. And I'm sure that they will stay. I wonder if Nigeria has like extradition rules that are different where they're like, no, if our scammers come home, they can stay.
I'd support it because all these fucking European companies around the world that have scammed Africa out of their natural resources can suck my dick. And I hope that's the big scam that Africa needs to do, which is just stop. Like it makes me horny thinking about the day that all the African countries are just like, no, we're not going to let you get this oil for pennies. This is ours.
Right.
Like, because what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do?
War. Fake war.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what's going to happen. It's like, and it's going to make everyone decide, like, are you going to support these old, outdated ideals? Are we going to fucking dismantle Shell and all these shitty companies that have, like, you know, used the colonization of this continent to kind of trick their leaders at the time into getting into these bad faith deals.
Yo, that's a real word right there. And so I think that does the credit of like, I hope y'all aren't extraditing Nigerian scammers.
Yeah.
They deserve to scam and we're here for it. So they're still trying to figure out the situation with these people. There was a plan though with this one Terry Garcia guy to smuggle diamonds.
Oh.
If you can believe it.
Wow.
So a whirlwind online romance between FK and Garcia was all conducted on Yahoo email address with no phone calls. Also, like, if you're emailing me from Yahoo, I know it's a scam. I only use my Yahoo account for when I sign up for something at a retail store or for porn. Like, I don't actually, no one uses Yahoo for business or personal relationships. So she should have known.
Oh, yeah.
Garcia told FK he wasn't allowed to use a phone in Syria, according to federal authorities, which, how'd that work?
Sus.
So the two men were arrested Thursday. All defendants will face charges of conspiracy to commit fraud, conspiracy to launder money, and aggravated identity theft. Some will also face fraud and money laundering charges. Paul DeCord of FBI's Los Angeles warned people to be careful as romance scams escalate nationwide. The Federal Trade Commission has said the scams prey on vulnerable people and cost Americans more money than any other fraud reported in the agency by last year. So
I'd call bullshit on that already.
Look, this is what it says.
I'm calling bullshit.
More than 21,000 people were conned into sending, and I said this number previously on a different show, but sending $143 million in such schemes in 2018 alone.
I'm still going to give it to tax fraud from corporations.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay. That's something that's not being reported, obviously. And I do agree with you. I think tax fraud is probably number one, and I think romance scams is maybe two or three.
Look, as a Nigerian, I should be trying to take this chip that we just won. But I'm going to use it to take down capitalism.
And that's rightfully understandable. Also, I don't know if you should be able to go to jail because you scammed somebody romantically. Like, that's kind of like... What's the difference between me being like, hey, baby, give me $100 and me being like, hey, baby, give me $200,000? Like, why not? We're romantic, right? Give me the money.
Yeah, I feel like you should get the option to like lay the pipe first. It's like, all right, if you were really romantically invested, go there, tear that thing up. And if you can, and if she don't come, then you got to go to jail.
Jail. There's like feds just waiting there. Yeah. Are you enjoying this? Maybe you're going to jail. You're
cracking open the door. Did you come? All right.
Because honestly, like, like, what's the metric there? If we're romantically involved and you decide to give me money, like, what stipulates the metric is if
instead of Terry Garcia, you're 80 Nigerians. I think that's the metric. I was like, oh, this
you're 80 Nigerians pretending to be Terry Garcia. You're all under one trench coat. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I guess that's fair. But technically, if you never met in person, it's like Catfish. It's not like Catfish, like Nev shows up to people's houses and arrests them.
And that's because he doesn't have the power. You can see in his face he wants to arrest them. You can see in his face.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't arrest people for defrauding you on the internet. You're not allowed to.
Well, I think when there's monetary loss, you can. That's the thing. It's once money gets involved. Like, they can pretend to be Terry Garcia, but the moment they got the 200 racks, that's when things went under.
Well, the scam is very extensive. One of the co-conspirators persuaded victims to send money under false pretenses, which we know about. And then two Nigerian men who lived in Southern California, so they lived here, coordinated the receipt of the funds, says the indictment. So I think they were also like laundering money. FK estimates that she made 35 to 40 payments over 10 months in the relationship that she had with Garcia. So I'm thinking to myself, 35 to 40 payments. So around payment, I don't know, 8. Payment 4, really? Probably payment 3.
At this point, I think if they're building this like love thing, they're probably like, oh, these are payments to my immigration paperwork to come to Japan, you know?
Okay, perhaps.
But I mean, if we got sugar moms like that on Japan, I need to be like Brody and learn Japanese, get up in there.
Now, I will say that Terry Garcia worked really hard, but then now that I'm thinking about it, if it is 80 Nigerians, he probably wasn't working that hard because it said that the fraudster, and they do put in parentheses S, so fraudsters, emailed her as much as 10 to 15 times each day.
Wow.
It's a lot of emails. I mean, it's a lot of attention.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, okay, if you split the load between 80 people, it's like everybody's just got to write, like, I don't know, 2 emails a week. That's not that much. But
you're
then it's
beautiful.
Like, right. You are so beautiful. See? Eh.
I know. I wonder
you
if
make
they
my
sent
heart go, eh.
any like dick pics. Because I feel like when you get that much money, you got to
right.
send a solid.
But then is it like the same dick? Did someone volunteer to be the dick? Someone has to volunteer to be the dick. Someone has to volunteer to be like the person who's going to keep the story in line. Because it's like, if we're all just writing 2 emails a week and you already emailed about this and I emailed about the same thing, then like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can easily just look at your reply and see the last thing.
Oh, right. You're right. So everyone can just look at the same thread and be like, okay, this is where we are in the combo. Yeah. She probably thinks she's talking to a really interesting man as he has so many personalities. So she began crying as she was discussing the way that these losses have affected her, which I was like, I don't know. Did you have fun at least? You had to have had fun. You were getting 15 emails a day. That had to be a good time, right?
Yeah.
Can we all at least say that we all had a good time here? Well, all right, Ivy. It's been wonderful having you. Thank you for doing the show.
Yeah.
Where can
for
people
having me.
Find you?
You can find me at Ify Wadiwe, IFYNWADIWE on Twitter and Instagram, and IFDs on Twitch. And you can listen to my podcasts, Candy Dinner on Mondays, Nerdificent on Tuesdays, and Who Shot You on Fridays.
Yes. And guys, as always, we can be found at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Email us your scams if they're retired and we don't want to fuck up your bag. Or if you've been scammed, let us know about that because, you know, we want to share that word with other people. I don't want you guys getting involved in anyone else's scams but mine. You can also find us on Twitter at scamgoddesspod and on Instagram at scamgoddesspod. And you can find me, your host, Lacey Mosley, at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I Diva Lacey on Instagram and Twitter and the like, guys. All right, congregation, keep scamming. Scam Goddess!
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network. So whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.